Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
Okay, so teachers want you to read with your child 20 minutes a day. And the research tells us that 20 minutes a day is exactly the amount of time you need in order to develop vocabulary and skill over a period of time. And that when a child is not doing this, they fall significantly behind. And there is a lot of research to say that reading with your child is remarkably powerful. It develops their abilities, it builds vocabulary, it builds sentence structure understanding, it builds story understanding, it builds connection between you and your child. It enhances oxytocin and all those beautiful hormones that your child needs in order to survive and thrive in the world. It teaches them skills because we live vicariously through the characters of the book, and it is connection time, it's down-regulation time for sleep. There are hundreds of benefits of reading with your child. So why aren't you? That is a question I ask myself, and I'm going to ponder it here as I talk to you. I think that coming out of COVID, we still have this narrative as parents that we are tired. And we really need to let that go and do something about it if we actually are tired. Secondly, we need to stop this understanding that no homework is a good thing. It's a very dangerous narrative that was put out there a while back. Children need to practice. They need to learn. They need to engage with the world. And screen time is not the same thing. Then there's something that I listened to this last week, and it was quite frightening for me because generationally they were saying, we always look at the younger generation and adults look at them and go, okay, this is the generation that will take us forward, that will lead the world in the future. And what this person was saying was, we no longer think that. We have forsaken our children. And we are looking to AI to run the world in the future. Now, what I'm interested in is, as a parent, where's your child going to land in this? If this is true, if we have this big platitude and we say AI will run the world and children won't, and we have this big narrative that perhaps a large portion of the world is foregoing our children, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. It was just one thing I was listening to. It was just a thought that made me, or it was a passing comment I heard that made me think. That same question I come to all the time is, what do you really want for your child? Do you want your child to be a passive recipient of an AI-led world, or do you want them to be an active participant in their life? And I think this notion of reading to your child is one of the ways in. It's a window into that, a door into that. Another way is having dinner at night with your family, with your kids, having conversation, putting the screens down, being connected. Another way is finding structure in your home that's person-led and making sure that your children feel safe. Another way is taking them out on the weekends and doing wonderful, exciting things with them, allowing them to move their body and explore and enjoy the world and enjoy you. But let's go back to just the simple act of reading a wonderful story. A story from your childhood, a story that they want to read, and connecting through empathy and compassion and shock and interest and enjoyment and laughter, and really being a person with your child, being connected and present, living like your grandparents lived or your grandparents' parents lived, playing like that. And helping your child to be fully, fully present in themselves and in connection and in family and in the world, rather than disconnected and pulled away. I'm interested in how this fits in with the prevalence of autism diagnosis. And I'm not a medical professional, so I'm not going to talk into the diagnoses and the criteria of that. But I'm wondering if the increase in autism isn't actually just an increase in the behaviors of autism that are brought about through disconnection of the family. And are we as parents doing our healing work and being connected enough and willing to be different from everybody else and be connected as a family? Are you introducing sports like hiking and rock climbing and skating and tennis and anything out there, soccer, anything out there? Are you engaged? Are they engaged, or have you shut down? And what does that mean for 10 or 20 years' time? So when I ask you, as a parent, to please read with your child, what I'm really asking you to do is to tap into their humanness, tap into your humanness, and spend time, quality time, just absorbed in conversation. As a mom, when my kids were young, sometimes I read them stories. Sometimes I made up stories. They would give me a start of something. I would go in all weird directions. Sometimes the story was abysmal and terrible and we laughed. And sometimes it was remarkable and we all remember it. And sometimes I wove in things that had happened in the day for them in a way to try and get them to process what they were thinking. I was always very mindful of how my children were experiencing the world and how I could help them to make sense of that. And I got a lot of that inspiration through evening dinners, just chatting to them over dinner. We did high and low. It's a remarkable process. What was your high for the day, your low for the day? Get them to tell you what's going on, even if it's something small. Maybe the low is the cheese sandwich wasn't so nice. Easy peasy, right? Or maybe the low is the teacher shouted at me and I felt ashamed. And then you get to say, tell me more. I'm listening. Tell me how you feel. What did you do? How can I help you? We're not rushing into fix. We're not rushing into, our children don't need knights in shining armor. They need us to give them the skill to move forward in life. And having those conversations is vital. And sometimes, almost all the time actually, when we cuddle up next to them in bed and we read them a story, we get to tap into those emotions in safer ways rather than having the outright conversation about what happened at school. And it develops from a language point of view. It develops language. It develops vocabulary. It develops ideas of how sentences work, how ideas grow, how we describe things, how we feel when things are described to us. And if we use our voice and we read aloud to our kids, we get them to hear our voice and hear our compassion and love and kindness and connection to them. And they get peaceful. And it could be one of the ways they really can start becoming more healthy, getting more sleep, feeling more connected, feeling safer. Reading to your kid at night is going to be, of the five or six things I highly recommend, it's going to be one of the game changers for you. Really, over time, try it out. I highly recommend it.